News from 100 years ago, 1920. Fat men, heat, and comfort are not usually mentioned together. They wouldn't be now if it wasn't for the suits we have here, for the men of unusual build. But we've solved that problem by providing for fat men and all other men who feel the heat. Suits so light and cool that the hottest days make no impression on the wearers. Palm Beach suits. We have those stylish, good-looking Palm Beach suits in every style and size that any fat man can want. We have them in stouts, long stouts, short stouts, slims, and regular sizes. We have them in styles developed especially for the unusual man, in size or build, light or dark shades, as you like, $16.50 up. Tropical worsteds. But you don't have to be satisfied with a Palm Beach suit if you prefer wool, lightweight, cool, airy tropical worsteds here that give you real comfort on hot days. Skillfully hand-tailored, with nothing left out but the heat and weight. Your size here at $35 and up. Great silk shirt sale. By large odds, the biggest silk shirt bargain in town. You must see them to appreciate the truth of this statement. Better get yours before they are all gone. $7.65 for our regular fine silks up to $15. $11.65 for our choicest silks, regularly priced at $18. Mandansky Brothers Model Clothing Company. From the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Prohibition lawbreaker is given heavy fine. U.S. District Judge Nablé fined O.W. Ackers $350 and costs yesterday for violation of the prohibition laws. Mr. Ackers paid the fine. He formerly lived in Albuquerque. He recently gave himself up to the Deputy U.S. Marshal Harry A. Murphy there. From the Tulsa Star, to the colored ladies of Tulsa, please read the Star and grasp the opportunity that awaits you. Learn to make your own hats. Now is your chance for your individuality to assert itself. Mrs. J.H. Jeffrey at the 1350 Pocahontas Street has decided for the benefit of the young colored women of Tulsa to teach a thorough and complete course in instructions in millinery, consisting of designing, making, shaping, and trimming hats. This offer not only qualifies you for making your own hats, or for your friends, but enables you to secure a good position in a shop, or else go in business for yourself. At the simple price of $15, $5 down and next payment as early as your advancement requires. Come out and let's talk the matter over. Take the Lansing Jitney, get off at the end of the line, walk 2 blocks west and 1/2 block north, ride with Barry number 1 or number 2, only 10 cents. Cut this ad out and think it over. The Santa Fe Fiesta is going to be a magnificent affair. The management of this stupendous celebration is to be congratulated upon their thoroughness and their painstaking methods in which they are preparing every detail to properly impress the throngs who will gather here. The board of directors of the Catholic Publishing Company deeply regret that the Southwestern Catholic will not be to press by September the 13th. If such were the case, this publication could materially aid in a publicity way among the 325,000 Anglo-Saxon Spanish-American Catholics in the province of the Archdiocese of Santa Fe. Every loyal Santa Fean, and we are speaking to the builders, not the parasites, these little weasel souls who live on the love and labor of others, realize that a great publication circulating in the dozen states carrying a Santa Fe date line is of the greatest importance to our city and state. Biggest and best commercial clubs in America pay and the highest salaries to men to see that their cities are in the day's news and that something must happen carrying the date line of the city. If this does not happen, the fertile brains of their secretaries pipe a story that will attract attention. Then the appeals of one's reason that if some 15,000 to 20,000 newspapers published weekly in our city and mailed over the broad area is no mere item of the day, no commonplace transaction. Southwestern Catholic is ready for success. We fully expect to place 50% of the stock of this corporation right here in Santa Fe and among our own people, and in order that all may have a chance to become stockholders and to feel an interest in this great enterprise. The issue was divided into 1,000 shares at $50 each. Below will be found an additional list, those purchasing from one of 10 shares each. The Catholic Publishing Company of New Mexico. From the Morning Tulsa Daily World. Wanted: young lady, preferably one who has sales or soliciting experience, to call on owners of electric cars and automobiles and take orders for a high-class necessity. Very pleasant work of high character should pay from $50 to $100 weekly, allowing to your ability, reply with references and past experience. Address: Box 518B, Care World. What are your calves worth? Use judgment in selecting an efficient vaccine, a vaccine that is backed by a written agreement to pay cash value for any calf dying with black leg after vaccination. The Kansas germ-free vaccine ensures you 100% protection against black leg. If you want a man that understands his business to do the work without extra cost to you, see or write Marion Hill, Representative, Northern New Mexico, Office 511 6th Street, East Las Vegas, New Mexico. The Kansas Blackleg Serum Company. See Hill or have Hill see you. Barge load of fish shipped to aquarium. Detroit, Michigan, July 31st. A barge loaded with freshwater fish from the Detroit Aquarium at Belle Isle is en route to New York City by water, marking inauguration of shipment of freshwater varieties by this route. The consignment, in charge of Captain Chapman Grant, United States Army officer who is director of the Belle Isle Aquarium, is intended for the New York Aquarium at Battery Park. On the return trip, saltwater fish will be brought from New York to the Belle Isle Institution. The fish being taken to New York represent 20 different varieties found in lakes and rivers of the central states. They are making their journey in large wooden and metal tanks, into which air is pumped through basswood plugs by means of a gasoline engine. The barge on which the tanks were placed is equipped with two cutboard motors and is being towed by a gasoline yacht. 3,000 gallons of seawater for use in the aquarium at Belle Isle will be brought to Detroit on the return trip. Captain Grant, who formerly was assistant director of the New York Aquarium, was the first to transport fish by water from Key West to New York, making the trip in 1910. From the Morning Tulsa Daily World, wire flashes. Bentonville, Arkansas, July 24th. The Park Springs Hotel here was destroyed by fire this afternoon, entailing a loss of more than $100,000. None of the guests of the big resort was endangered. Southampton, July 24th. Scenes attending the departure 300 years ago of the Pilgrim Fathers were reenacted today in a pageant inaugurating a 4 days celebration of the sailing of the Mayflower. Sikseton, Missouri, July 24th. Fire early today swept the principal business street of Sikseton, causing damage estimated at $100,000. It was impossible to fight the fire as the town fire apparatus was destroyed in the blaze. Fresno, California, July 24th. A masked bandit armed with a rifle robbed four automobile stages en route to Yosemite National Park about 1 o'clock today and obtained $350 in money, according to a special dispatch to the Fresno Republican. New York, July 24th. Charged with misappropriating $50,000 from his employer while working for $50 a week, Joseph S. Wald of Brooklyn was arrested here today. Wald's alleged extravagant living prompted his employers, J.T. Wilkin, Incorporated Truckers, to audit his books. Washington, July 24th. Franklin D. Roosevelt, vice presidential candidate, today formally presented to President Wilson his resignation as Assistant Secretary of the Navy. It is to go into effect on August 4th, the day on which Mr. Roosevelt will be formally notified of his nomination at his home at Hyde Park, New York. Atlanta, Georgia, July 24th. Thomas E. Watson, former congressman of Georgia and candidate for president years ago on the populist ticket, has paid his fee for entering the Democratic primary for United States Senator September 8th. It was announced here late today. Mr. Watson, it is believed, will be opposed by United States Senator Hoke Smith, who has not formally announced, but who, his friends assert, will be in the race. St. Louis, July 24th. Six men, who it was said represented themselves as federal prohibition agents, today entered the home of W.S. Ireland, a local manufacturer, after blowing up the safe, escaped with cash, jewelry, and papers valued at $13,000. Mr. Ireland, according to the police, said the men forced their way into his home on the pretext that they had come for that whiskey. British Supplies Department makes $25 million profit on war purchases. London. Lord Inverforth, formerly Surveyor General of Supplies in the British War Office, by worldwide purchases of raw materials on behalf of the government, was able to turn into the British Treasury on March 31st last $25 million, representing profits on all transactions since 1914. According to his report recently made to the Ministry of Munitions, while the profits were large, Sir Arthur Goldfinch, Director General of the Raw Materials, points out that the economic benefits were far greater. The raw materials obtained were largely used in the manufacture of military equipment, with a direct savings estimated at more than $500 million. The purchases were of wool, hide, leather, flax, hemp, and similar materials. Insurance, generally taken out, served to more than make up the losses from submarine warfare, it was stated. The record of Lord Inverforth's activities is in contrast with results obtained by similar departments in other Allied countries. Among the purchase were nearly 24 million pounds of American sole leather and 28 million feet of American upper leather. Included in the chief items of textile and leather equipment for the Army and Navy, Air Force, and other branches of the public service and for the Allies from August 4, 1914 to March 31, 1919, were 61 million pairs of boots, 81 million yards of cotton drill, 60 million yards of khaki, 16 million ground sheets, 1,186 billion sandbags, 49 million blankets, 28 million jackets, 164 million pairs of socks, and 20 million pairs of woolen gloves. Contracts were made with British manufacturers for the goods afforded them a larger profit than they made for similar work in previous war days, it was said, and served to speed up production. Howland's, entrance on Main Street, Fairfield Avenue, Cannon Street. This store is open until 5 o'clock, except Saturdays when closing hour is 6. Good reason for choosing a fur coat. August, we all agree, is not time for wearing a fur coat, but is a good time for choosing, and this is the reason. Choice is to be made from the first coats made up. Naturally, those coats are made from first choice skins, and just as naturally, first choice skins are best. Price for price. Prices are lower than later in the season. This is particularly the case today. No fur coats are now being made because of struggle over wages between workers and employers. Whenever the time comes that work is resumed, the coats are made, prices go up. Whenever the time comes that work is resumed and coats are made, prices will go up. So stubborn are both sides of the dispute that there is no telling when that time will arrive. So women who choose now, do these three things. Are sure of coat when it is wanted. Secure it from best of skins. Pay less now than later prices will be, and here are some of the coats ready for choosing, every one in correct attractive style for the coming season. Raccoon coats 30 inches long, $423. Japanese mink coats, 36 inches, $397. Mole belted coats, $395. Taupe squirrel coat, $373. Seal genet coat with beaver collar, $345. Black pony skin with beaver collar, $293. Leopard coat with raccoon collar, $290. Marmot coat with bell cuffs, shawl collar, $203. Natural pony skin with Australian opossum collar and cuffs, $273. Wombat coat with deep shawl collar, $203. Marmot coat with nutria, $163. The Howland Dry Goods Company. From the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Italy will use its volcanoes for heat. Coal is prohibitive. Washington, July 31st. Industrial Italy, forced by the enormous prices for imported coal, is turning attention toward the utilization of the latent power of the country's volcanic area, according to advices received by the Italian embassy. This idea of exploiting the natural heat emitted from the soil in the volcanic regions seemed a dream at first thought, but already it has been developed to considerable importance. Successful experiments have been conducted in the past, and today in Laterello in Tuscany, a heating plant of 16,000 horsepower is operating without interruption and distributing electric current to Florence, Livorno, and Grosseto. Its capacity, it is planned, will be increased. Some experiments with the volcanic power were made some years before the war by Prince Ginori Conti at Laterello, near the salt mines of Volterra, a region extensively covered with volcanic vents emitting powerful jets of hot steam containing boric salts and various gases used in the extraction of boric acid. Instead of limiting the use of these steam jets to extracting the salts contained in the exhalations of these natural vapor vents, the ejection of the steam is stimulated by boring holes. In this way, it's been possible to obtain jets at the pressure of 30 to 45 pounds per square inch, and in some instances as high as 75 pounds a square inch, the temperature varying from 150 to 165 degrees centigrade. In 1905, Prince Ginori Conti applied this natural steam to a 40-horsepower engine using a small section of the Nanella fissure. The ejected steam, from which has a pressure of 75 pounds per square inch. 7 years later, another experiment was successful with a 300-horsepower turbine alternator, and later the Laterello heating plant was starting with three turbine alternators of 3,000 kilowatts each, these being fed by boilers at low pressure, heated by the natural steam, superheated to 165 degrees centigrade. The natural steam has been used thus far only for heating because it contains substances, among them sulfuric acid, which corrode metals, particularly iron. Wash fat away and years of age with Lamar Reducing Soap. Reduce! The new discovery. Results quick and amazing. Nothing internal to take. Reduce any part of the body desired without affecting other parts. No dieting or exercising. Be as slim as you wish. Acts like magic in reducing double chin, abdomen, ungainly ankles, unbecoming wrists, arms and shoulders, large busts, or any superfluous fat on body. Sold direct to you by mail, postpaid on a money-back guarantee. Price $2 a cake or 3 cakes for $4. 1 to 3 cakes usually accomplish the purpose. Send postal or money order today. Surprising results. Lamar Laboratories, 48 Rupert Street, London. This podcast is brought to you by the cybersecurity and digital forensic consultants at Guernsey. For nearly 100 years, Guernsey, headquartered in Oklahoma, has provided engineering, architecture, and consulting services. You can read more about our cybersecurity and digital forensic services by visiting guernsey.us/cybersecurity. That is guernsey.us/cybersecurity. From the Bridgeport Telegram, live news flashes. Norwich, August 3rd. Fire this afternoon at the AC Swan Company garage destroyed several automobiles, the motor ambulance of the William W. Backus Hospital, and spread to three buildings owned by Mr. Hiscox. In the latter were a hat factory, a chemical company, and in the rear, the Warner Paper Box Company. These buildings suffered more damage from water than fire. Washington, August 3rd. Rear Admiral Kerry Grayson started on his vacation today, explaining that he was going by direction of the President. Dr. Grayson said the President had shown such marked improvement of late that it was not necessary to put him in the care of another physician. London, August 3rd. Further troubles for the British in Mesopotamia were reported by the War Office today. A strong British column on the lower Euphrates by tribesmen, but succeeded in cutting its way back to Hilla after suffering 300 casualties. New Haven, August 3rd. Shark stories came in from neighborhood beaches today, indicating that last night's tide brought a large school of them into Long Island Sound. One of two caught at Short Beach, Branford, today was over 6 feet long, and Fire Marshal Perkins, who's at Leet's Island, got one longer than that. Washington, August 3rd. The National Turkish Forces are fleeing into the mountains in Anatolia, according to State Department information based on a communique from Greek headquarters in the Asia Minor fighting zone, where the Greek forces are pushing the campaign against the Turks. Hartford, August 3rd. Demanding an increase in wages of $9 a week, a jump from $36 to $45, several window cleaners went on strike here today. Tokyo, August 3rd. Frank Kilby, pilot, and A. Sunman, his mechanic, both British subjects, were killed today in the fall of their airplane, which crushed to death three Japanese spectators. The accident occurred before 50,000 spectators during a flying exhibition. London, August 3rd. A state of siege in the districts of Sitau, Saxony, where labor troubles recently occurred, and Lobau, about 20 miles northwest of Sitau, has been declared by the Saxon government. Berlin, August 3rd. Pardons will be granted all persons concerned with the CAP revolution here last March under the terms of the government amnesty bill adopted by Reichstag today after an animated debate. Pellville, Illinois, August 3rd. With approximately 25% of the striking miners already back to work and others announcing their intention of returning no later than tomorrow, conditions of the South Illinois fields today showed improvement. And that was news from 100 years ago. You can hear more of our podcasts on all listening outlets. Thank you for listening.